Chapter 4 The forest was still and quiet. Out from the deep brush, a small and very furry rabbit appeared. The rabbit sniffed the air tentatively, as it was young and inexperienced in the ways of the wilderness. Still, it knew to be careful of predators. The rabbit hopped cautiously toward the nearby gully, a good place to find water. A brook babbled up ahead. The rabbit hopped more quickly, but as it reached the edge of the brook, it stopped. It sniffed. Suddenly, a boy jumped out from the underbrush and grabbed the bunny with two hands, scooping it up in a rolling tumble. The boy laughed in delight. He was certainly not new to the forest, and he loved playing games with the small creatures that lived there. But the boy had not lived his whole life in the woods. In fact, he didn't really belong there at all. The boy was none other than Pete. It had been several years since the night of the car crash. Pete looked taller than before, leaner, with much of his baby fat burned away by time, and his skin was darkened from years playing in the sun. The clothes he had been wearing when he'd arrived in the forest had been reduced to tatters. What used to be corduroy pants were now threadbare shorts. His shirt was gone altogether, and Pete's hair had grown out into ratty tangles. Pete rolled upright, holding the rabbit and smiling. Somehow the rabbit knew Pete wasn't dangerous. It didn't bite or fight back. Instead, it simply wriggled its nose. Pete wriggled his nose in response and gently placed the rabbit back on the ground. Suddenly, both Pete and the rabbit stopped. A new smell had entered the scene, one far less friendly. A huge brown bear had spotted them from the creek bed a few feet away. Not hesitating a beat, the rabbit vanished into the deep underbrush. Left alone, Pete stared at the bear.
Bear!